Good morning. This is Wātea News. More than 30,000 primary, secondary and kindergarten teachers are on strike today after rejecting Education Ministry offers on their collective contracts. NZEI Te Reo Roa Executive Member Raewyn Himona says they're striking because the education system is in crisis, with understaffing and under-resourcing of schools across the sector.
We want smaller class sizes. You know, we need them. We've got a huge amount of diverse needs with our tamariki, with our akunga, in our communities. Secondary schools, it's a huge amount of pastoral care that is needed on top of all the academic stuff. So it's time to teach, time to lead, time to be to give that extra support.
Raewyn Himona says teachers also want pay equity through the whole sector, from early childhood to secondary. Greens co-leader Marama Davidson says the party will continue to fight for action on climate change, despite some of its favoured projects being suspended or scrapped by Prime Minister Chris Hipkins. The Māori Party has called for the resignation of Climate Minister James Shaw, failing to defend measures to reduce carbon emissions. But Ms Davidson says as a minister outside Cabinet, Mr Shaw wasn't involved in the decisions, but he can point to the progress already made.
In the past 5 years, only under James's leadership, there has been more climate action than in the past 30 years combined. It's still not fast enough for us, and we have been the clear voice consistently calling for more action. We need more Green MPs to influence Cabinet decisions, and that's what we'll be fighting for.
In what he says is an effort to free up resources to tackle the cost of living crisis, the Prime Minister scrapped the $580 million clean car upgrade scheme and scaled back plans to increase public transport in the main centres. And expect a change of tone from scriptwriter and producer Claire Varley after a spell in the South Island. Varley's 2020 short film Hangi Pants drew considerable acclaim. Her five-part television series Stolen Lands, Betrayal of a Chief, based on the false charges and execution of Te Whakatohia leader Mokomoko, which were used as an excuse to confiscate the tribe's land in the Eastern Bay of Plenty, goes to air next month. It was a collaboration with her partner, cinematographer and Mokomoko descendant Jake Mokomoko. Now she's at the second Tahuna Writers Retreat in Queenstown, with three other writers and a brief to come up with a television series to be shot in the region.
It's a whole nother world down here for me. Like, I mean, obviously the landscape's very different in comparison to the north, but yeah, just human behaviour and all that jazz. Like, obviously there's a lot of wealthy people here as well, so it's been very interesting wandering the streets and sort of getting the vibe and the feel.
Claire Varley, she says, as a mum of six, time's her most precious commodity, so the month-long retreat was an incredible opportunity. And the Hoama, that's Wātea News, which you'll always find on wateanews.com.